Yes. Well, how did that happen? I mean, you came back with a Saturn, correct?
Yes.
Yes, a very nice Saturn.
Yes.
He left with the Pluto.
So you couldn't really get insurance because you couldn't really get a license.
Right.
And then something happened.
My insurance failed me.
How did this accident transpire, my friend?
Well, I found myself driving up to this little four-way stop. Or at least I thought it was a four-way stop when it actually wasn't. It was a two-way stop. And so I stopped at the stop sign, and it was really foggy, and I was in Berkeley, and not too familiar. Just driving down the highway, and I hit a detour. Ended up in Berkeley at 3 o'clock in the morning, and I didn't know where the hell I was. So I stopped at this stop, saw a car coming, thought it was going to stop too, so I pulled right out in front of it, and... Ding! 75 miles an hour, the front end of my car is nearly removed.
Ow! Must have looked unpretty when you came back.
That's right, I sat there and cried for approximately 45 minutes straight.
So, what did the other guy say?
Not much.
What was his problem?
He was a dipshit.
A dipshit? Did he have insurance?
No.
Oh my goodness.
Did he have a license? No.
Oh my goodness.
Was the car his? No. Was the car registered? No.
You were both in nearly the same boat. Matter of fact, you had more bureaucracy up your sleeve than he did.
Yes, I had the upper hand in that situation.
Unbelievable, my friend.
The car was crunched. Front end was all pushed to one side. It would drive in a circle. That's about
Ouch.
It.
No. So tell me, you got your car crunched. How in the hell did you get it back to where it is now?
Well, first I called up my grandfather, and he came out and picked me up. And we drove back to Sacramento, and we rented a flatbed trailer.
Goodness.
And he drove the van out. The van doesn't have enough power to pull something like that.
No.
So we rented this flatbed trailer, and then we drove it back out with Jimmy.
All right.
We brought the trailer in there. They pushed my car right up onto the trailer with a winch.
Did you left your car on the side of the road
the whole time? No, I had it towed, and I had to pay $120 to get it back, even though it only sat in the tow yard for approximately 3 hours. I hate tow yards.
Unhappy.
They're such leeches.
Indeed.
They charge you $120 for 3 hours worth of one parking space.
And they steal your tools.
Yeah, and they steal your tools, exactly. Assholes.
Assholes. So anyway.
Fuckers.
You somehow managed to get your car up onto the flatbed trailer.
Yeah, and then pulled it behind the Jimmy and came right on back.
You worked for quite a while putting that car back together.
Well, you see, I took it down to the auto body shop, and I had to call around town because most auto body shops didn't want to take half a job. They wanted the whole thing or nothing. So I found one shop that was actually nice enough that they were just going to weld the front end of the frame back on. Nice brand new frame on there. And then I did the rest of the work myself. So now my car consists of Bondo and spray paint. And so I ended up drilling out all of the spot welds on the hood. Took the two halves of the hood apart, since it's built in two separate pieces. Straightened the two halves back to their original condition. And then stuck them back together by drilling holes and then inserting rivets. So the hood is riveted together where it used to be welded.
Amazing. That may even be stronger than the original weld.
Well, it may very well be. Spot welds are not very strong. And anyway, so it's all riveted back together. Then I applied some Bondo, sanded it really carefully to try and make the curves match the original curves. Spray painted it, and now it is looking the way it is now, which is pretty good. Not perfect, but pretty good.
You are a crest.
Could you fool someone if you sold the car?
If they were a moron, sure.
But a lot of people are. But anyway.
Hey, Gary, you want to buy a car?
Let me know. No.